Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can
like,
dig it.
Solid. Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Yeah. All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I stayed late to record a show last night, so I drove through a little bit of hail and thunderstorms on the way home, but I made it. I'm doing good.
Yeah, the weather was really strange, really weird, man.
Definitely. You know,
yeah. The heavens opened up and poured out everything that she, well, not everything she had, but an awful lot of it. And the rain, man, it was torrents, right?
Oh yeah, it was coming down hard.
Yeah, and you know, we've had a lot of rain this spring already. We got a lot of rain in April. You know, April showers bring May flowers. I can't believe it. It's still early May, and we're still getting a lot of rain, but hopefully that'll bode well for the rest of the spring and summer. Shouldn't say that because people got things scheduled and they don't want it to be raining. But it does beautify, man, the lawns and all those other things. So it's always great. It's that time of year where regeneration of life is taking place. I want to say, I got a great show lined up for you this morning, as always. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with none other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, makes a return visit every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. If you don't know by now, you know, who Dr. Robert Craig is, you need to listen. And I've known Dr. Craig for well over, we're into our second decade, and I've always had Dr. Craig, whenever I'm on the radio, on the air, no guy who I think politically is as astute as my good friend Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action. And we got a lot to talk about with the elections coming up, and here in Milwaukee with the Republican convention, some 60 some odd days away. But I'm really thrilled to have a good friend going back when we were both young, man. Man, we don't stay young long, do we? You know, none other than Reverend Greg Lewis, who is the director,
yes,
of Souls to the Polls. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing, man?
Hey, Errol, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's good to have you back in the studio.
Man, it's good to be here. Good to be here. You doing a great job, man. You've been doing this. I remember when you first started. And you've been doing this a long time.
Well, you know, man, it's amazing to me that I've been able to do this. This is a gift from God that he's put me in a position, because I'm the least likely guy who should have been, you know, sitting here, right?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about normally people who sit in these positions, you know, letters behind the names. They got a lot of, they've been trained in radio. I didn't do any of those things, man. I'm trained in life. And as I tell people, if I sneeze too hard, I'm going to be 70. So when you live long enough and you realize that the real education is the education and understanding of people, then you really can do some things. So anyway, let's talk about Souls to the Polls, man, for people in the audience who don't know what that is.
Well, Souls to the Polls is a community-based organization and is f- focus mainly on making sure that we have a solid foundation in the church community. So we have about over 300 faith leaders working together in community, especially when it's time to get out the vote. And we do everything voting. As a matter of fact, if you want to know about voting, you can go to our soulstothepolls.org, www.soulstothepolls.org, Souls to the Polls. Let me make it clear. Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin.org. You can go to that space and find out everything you need to know about voting.
So,
and I want to make it clear about Wisconsin, because we used to be Souls to the Polls, Milwaukee, but now we're all over Wisconsin.
So Souls to the Polls is also national.
Yeah, there's a national movement, Souls to the Polls. But, you know, Brother Earl, we started here in 2011 when Valerie Jarrett came to one of our meetings, our Pastors United meetings. That's another thing. Souls to the Polls is also under the umbrella of Pastors United. So when she came to the meeting, she said, you know, you can vote on Sunday, right? And I was sitting over there thinking, I said, yeah, Souls to the Polls. And that's what we started doing, Souls to the Polls, back in 2011. You know, especially during that time when our president, Barack Obama, was running for office.
So man, you know, you and I kind of long of tooth. And so we grew up at a time when our parents and grandparents, nothing was more important than voting.
Right.
And they knew, because they came up in a time when people pushed against them, and we lived in a nation that did everything within its power to prevent people of color from voting. And so that generation of our parents and grandparents, who didn't matter, it didn't matter where they were, it didn't matter what the time was, they knew the value and the power of voting, because their forefathers had been denied the access to vote. Let's talk about the difference today. Because when I talk to people about people of color voting, those, our generation, parents and grandparents are gone. And those generations voted clearly Democrat. Mm. It was always, it wasn't a question about whether or not your neighbor was going to vote, because the church made sure. And everybody else made sure, and it was a rally in the black community. People were voting. It was, you were ostracized if you didn't vote. And I'm trying to get people to understand today, including the Democratic Party, this is a different generation. And you can't count on the way it was.
No.
How far off base am I?
No, you're right on time, because we've been bamboozled into thinking that our vote doesn't matter. But that's been a systematic goal of people in power since we had the ability to vote, to make sure that we don't really understand how powerful that is and access our power. And that's what's going on right now. You know, listen, Earl, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, how rich you are, how poor you are, what you own, if you got businesses. It doesn't matter if you're a corporate leader, whatever. It doesn't matter if you're homeless on the street. The vote is the equalizer. You only get one. It's the great equalizer. And we don't realize that, and it's a powerful tool. And people in power don't really want people who are, let's say, underprivileged, underserved, poor. They don't really want those people making decisions that would harm their power base. So people have been really manipulated into believing that their vote doesn't matter, their vote doesn't count, and they shouldn't even worry about it. And now that's what's become part of our system. We've been inculcated with the opinions that our votes don't really matter.
So if you're just joining us, I'm joined by my good friend, Pastor Greg Lewis, who with Souls to the Polls. And so we're going to have a dialogue this morning. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. you know, we already got a text that says, are people tired of the lack of results from voting?
Yeah, that's another thing. See, but you know, Earl, see, this is what's happened. You know, as we've gone on in time since the early 70s, we've been kind of going backwards in what we've gained as people of color. And now we're to the point where they're just literally taking everything away. All we fought for is being taken away systematically right now. And now we find ourselves in this dungeon again. And, you know, you don't get out the dungeon tomorrow. It's going to take some work. We made the mistake of not continuing the work back then. We made that mistake. We let down. You know, we didn't do what we were supposed to do. We didn't make people perform. We didn't hold people accountable. And now we're in that dungeon, and we just don't have the power in our minds to do what you just talked about, to make sure that things change when we support people who are supposed to look out for our interests. We just have not been sophisticated enough to put power behind what we have as a resource with voting.
Well, because we believed that this is in this nation that people would do the right thing. And I don't know why, you know, after based on the history of our nation, and we knew what transpired, for us to think that people were going to do the right thing, is why I think many of us basically, you know, relaxed. We didn't believe that it would go back to a time that our forefathers and our parents had to deal with poll taxes and other ridiculous things to keep the vote away from us. And so when the younger people in our communities who didn't know the history, that's part of it. We were not able to sustain the power of the history of what happened prior to and what gave us the opportunities that we wound up with.
And folks don't want you to know that history.
No. 844-967-2789 is the number. My good friend, Pastor Greg Lewis, director of Souls to the Polls, is in the studio. We'd love to have, you know, you give us a call. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Come on, man. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join me. Come on, man. You can join me at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm honored to have back in the studio Reverend Greg Lewis. He is the director of Souls to the Polls. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You got a lot to talk about. And before you get into those things,
yes.
If voting wasn't so important, why would they do everything within their power to try to prevent people? I mean, right now, they're concerned about, you know, boxes. They don't want you to be and the thing.
Yeah, drop boxes.
Drop boxes.
Yeah.
And the thing that I don't understand is, If this is so illegal and what people are doing is so criminal, Republicans can have drop boxes. This is not something that's solely for people of color. Is it? Am I right?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So what are
right.
they talking about, man?
Well, it just makes it easier for folks who have disabilities, people of color, people who don't have transportation, people who have, you know, underserved communities. It makes it a lot more convenient for them to get those absentee ballots in. You know, the elderly, all these people
but
have
issues.
They can
do issues. That all over the state.
Yes.
It's not just Milwaukee, is it?
Well, you know, this it is now. The drop boxes, they've been banned in the state. The Supreme Court made sure of that. But it's coming up again, Brother Earl. It's coming up again, and we're going to be talking about that in the community also. As a matter of fact, next Monday, you know, that we're going to have an event, a press conference concerning that same topic, because the Supreme Court, they're going to take that up again to see if we can get drop boxes back into our communities.
You know, I remember when the attack and the assault on voting in our community took place. It was under Scott Walker and that era. And they did everything within their power to disenfranchise people of color from voting. Now, mind you, we only make up 9% of the population of the state of Wisconsin.
Right.
But what many don't know, and that's why I'm glad to have you here today, is just how important the 9% we represent. If the 9% of black people in the state weren't so valuable to the outcome of elections, then this attack and assault on black voting would have never taken place. Why are they attacking 9% of the voting population?
Well, you know, the population of our white community is split.
Right.
You know, split right down the middle. So we make the difference, man. We make the decision.
It's just true.
But so Earl, just look at what that says, man. Wisconsin is probably the most important state in this November election.
No question.
So that means that the decisions made by people in our community to go vote will affect not only our city, our state, our country, but the world. Man, we're the most important people in the world right now. We just don't realize it. How much power do you need to have, man? I mean, and look at this, Earl. When people don't come out and vote, your vote is even more powerful if you do. This is a time when we should really flex. We should really express ourselves. We should really make decisions about who we want to support us and our public offices. We have to make sure that we understand and know the dates and times and places that we have to cast our vote. And, you know, and I'm not even getting sophisticated enough to talk about issues, because you know what, Brother Earl? We got a problem just letting people know there's a vote. There's a vote in August, and right, there's a vote in November. We got to make sure that people understand there's a vote. And I'm just not talking about people of color. I'm talking about people of every color, black, white, red, yellow, brown. All these people are ignoring the fact that a vote is coming, and it's probably the most important vote of their lives. So, we say that all the time.
So why do you think 50% of the electorate does not vote? And so why do you think people are so turned off by voting and by a system that they feel is unjust? That's not just people of color, as you stated. That's poor people across the spectrum. They don't feel and believe that voting is going to transform or change anything in their lives.
Because, you know, they haven't connected it directly to their lives. You know, this is a what's in it for me kind of world, man.
Right.
You know, what's in it for me? Why should I vote? People aren't doing anything for me. And that's definitely the case in communities where people are not being served correctly. So, you know, what we have to do is we have to decide, okay, you just want to lay down and do nothing? Or do you want to get up and make sure that something happens? See, I don't like to hearing that my vote doesn't count thing, or, you know, it really doesn't matter because, you know, we voted, blah, blah. Well, I've never seen 100% of our people go out and vote. I've never seen it. Now, if I can guarantee you this, if we all got up on that Tuesday and went out and voted, man, people would have to listen to us. They would have to adhere to the needs of people who vote. They have to. When you call City Hall, when you call your congressperson, the first thing they want to know is if you vote. If you don't vote, it really doesn't matter, Brother Earl, because they need people to vote for them or not.
So I'm in total agreement with everything you just said. And so and I constantly talk about the fact that these people that are elected, they're the ones who really are controlling what happens because they make the laws. They're the ones who can allow corporations yes. to control them as opposed to doing what's
absolutely
right for the people.
Absolutely.
And so lobbyists control the people that you vote for. And the only way you can hold them accountable is when you see they're not voting in line with what's right for you is to get rid of them.
Absolutely.
There's no other process that you can use to rectify a system that is dependent upon people voting for
Absolutely.
And electing the people to run it.
That's right. You know, in Wisconsin, I call it scorched earth politics. They'll do anything. They'll burn up everything. They'll destroy anything just to stay in power. And people in our state, man, they vote for folks who don't even look out for their interests. I mean, they vote against their own self-interest. And, you know, one of the problems here, Brother Earl, is this. First of all, people aren't organized to understand power. That needs to change. That's why we became Souls Through the Polls Wisconsin, because we have to go around the state organizing people. But the second thing is this. Even if you understand it, we don't know how to access it and then keep it in play after elections, because we get tired, we stop, we give up, and then that's a problem also. People, they're not accountable, so they don't have to respond.
So Pastor Lewis, I'm joined by Reverend Greg Lewis. He's director of Souls to the Polls. And Pastor Lewis, that's why I call it politics.
Yes.
you know, 844-967-2789 is the number. Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Reverend Greg Lewis, director of Souls to the Polls, and you can kind of get used to hearing him, because as we embark on, you know, this critically important 2024 presidential election, I'm going to have him on more and more, because you know, this, they always say this is the most critical election ever.
It is.
But this one, definitely.
And it's so unusual because, look, we got a president who is running against a guy who,
It's unbelievable. that guy, just think, man, to think that a man with the character.
Oh, my God.
Of that man. Could somehow be in the lead, right? Of you know, or even tied, you know, and we know he was there once before, so we know
what's happened to us, man. I mean, you know, common sense just isn't common anymore. I mean, what's happened to us?
So let's talk about, man, the fact that you got a big press conference coming up at 10 o'clock today.
Yeah,
let's talk a little bit about what that is.
Well. In 2020, there was a conversation with the leader of the GOP here in Wisconsin with some of his staff members. And they talked about, you know, tying up the lines for rides with our organization, Souls Through the Polls. So they were going to have people just call and tie up the lines and ask for rides. Even though they've already voted, they didn't need a ride, but they just wanted to tie up the lines so we couldn't get to folks who really need rides. and they call it Operation Rat. Do you know what they called it?
Yeah.
I don't know if we can say that on the radio.
No. They called it Pastor. We can't say that.
They call it Operation Rat. You know what?
Yeah.
And I said, well, if something like that occurred, it certainly needs to be stopped. Because it's not going to stop if we don't put a halt to it right now. If these plans are being made to suppress votes for people of color and communities of color, we need to get right to the focus point of that issue and make sure that people are aware of it. And if something is illegal, we need to do something about it. And that's why we're having a press conference today, because we've got lawyers who are going to look into this and see how far this has gone. So it may have even gone on in the election, in our, you know, local election with the city here.
You know, man, the frustrations that one must feel when we talk about our nation, the greatest nation on earth, without question. The fact that these kinds of things are going on.
Dirty tricks.
Is just unacceptable. Let's do this. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Hey, good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Well, you got the fur standing on the back of my neck right up. Hey, Pastor Greg.
How are you?
You guys were mentioned before about Scott Walker trying to depress votes or suppress votes and everything. If you're referring to voter ID, either a driver's license or a state ID, I think that's a good thing. I think that we all should, so we all know who's voting. I know that this is old talking points, but that's just the way it is. And as far as drop boxes, I believe that everybody should have a right to vote. But for hundreds of years in this country, we used to go to the polls. Now you can mail in your vote. Mailing in is a lot safer than, I believe, in dropping off, putting in the drop box, because anybody could get in there and mess around with that stuff. Who's picking up? We don't even know. So as a white guy from Sussex and a Republican, I believe everybody should have a right to vote. And nobody in the Democratic Party, if you guys are being honest, nobody's trying to really suppress anybody from voting. We just want to make it right and legal,
okay. So Gary, we're gonna let Pastor Lewis respond to that, because you know you're inaccurate. What you feel and your emotions that you have a right to feel, that doesn't mean that what you said are factual. Pastor Lewis, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, it might be factual, but it ain't true. You know, facts and truth are different things. Well, you know, first of all, drop boxes are really, really secured, and people don't have access who don't have the commission, the city voting commission, keys to the boxes and those kind of things. So that just, you know, those are very, very secure boxes. Secondly, man, this is 2024. I mean, why shouldn't the update be made for voting like everything else in life? And I will say this, you know, and countries in Norway, Sweden, the Netherlands, you know, when you are born, you automatically become a citizen. And when you become 18, you automatically become registered to vote. As a matter of fact, Brother Earl, if you don't vote at the age of 18, guess what you get? A ticket. And then that argument about you just want to secure votes and make sure that people can vote properly, that's a crazy argument. I'm just telling you right now that we're about to have a press conference because we had to get lawyers, because the state GOP leader had a plan to make sure that people couldn't get to the polls through rides with souls to the polls. Now, is that suppression or what? I mean, and that's just one of the things. There's 72 obstacles to voting that people have created in our country right now. It was 62 last year, Brother Earl, but there's another 10 this year. We study this stuff. It's not just one thing. It's just not the photo ID. It's not voter ID. It's photo ID. It's not just photo ID. It's all the things together that really tell people that, man, if you try to vote, we're going to get in your way. And you know what people say? Man, forget it. I'm not going through all that. I'm not going to even be bothered. It don't matter anyway. We shouldn't vote. How is that helping to secure elections? How is that helping to secure people's faith in our system?
Let's do this. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. Your thoughts?
Good morning. What a great topic. Thanks for having it. And I just want to respond quickly to a comment. You know, it is amazing that not only is the presidential race very competitive, it's amazing that one person is even relevant with all of the baggage and all of the stress that this one other candidate has put our nation through. But I want to go to something very simple here, and that is Paul Wehrich, who is a Racine, Wisconsin native. He is also one of the founders of the Heritage Foundation. He is on tape. Many of your listeners have heard it. I know I have several times, saying that it is the GOP is to their advantage when not everybody votes. They don't want everybody to vote. It's in black and white. And of course, then they use the corporations are people and money speech, flawed Supreme Court decisions in order to put gasoline on their fire, if you will. The truth is the GOP will never win a highly participated election. They are against all of the issues of the day. There are so many issues where the opposition to the GOP's position, it is a supermajority, meaning there's 66 to 70% or more people that are supporting it. And that it results, when it's ignored, that results in the voter fatigue that we're talking about. So I just want to end this call by this. There is absolutely, through Paul Wehrich and the Heritage Foundation, a conspiracy to drown the government in a bathtub, their words. And their mantra that government is the problem, not the solution, that was sustained after the Reagan administration is proof positive to that. It's time that we call this group out. They are not supporting a democracy. They do not support the U.S. Constitution in any way. And they continuously are out to stifle the vote, which to me is the first step in any democracy or a republic. So I'd love to hear your comment on my comment.
Thank you very much for the call. Mike, you want to respond to Mike?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I call it scorched earth politics, Mike. I mean, people in power just want to stay in power. They don't care about what the people really need or what they want or what they can do for folks who are voting for them. As a matter of fact, people who vote for most of these folks are voting against their own self-interest. I just believe that, you know, voting should just be fair. You know, I always say this, and people, you know, kind of cringe when I say it, but I ought to be able to go to McDonald's, get a Big Mac, tell them, hey, give me one of those ballots over there, and while I'm eating, I'm going to fill this out. I'm going to put it in that drop box, and somebody can come and pick it up later today. I'm there with my family and friends, and I'm going to vote. I think it should be that easy for folks to vote. And in fact, we make it a lot harder or difficult for people to cast their ballots. And that is just not right. It's not fair. And it's not democratic. And it's not American. This is supposed to be the place of milk and honey, where everybody gets an opportunity, where everybody has a voice. It's a democracy. And that is certainly not the case when it comes to suppression.
All right, let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Oh, thank you for another wonderful program. And Pastor Lewis, I applaud you. As Earl knows, that I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74.
Wow.
And we marched for civil rights. I even actually heard Martin Luther King Jr. speak, and
wow.
I was just so enamored by that man. He was just the greatest person in this world. But I also want women to go out there. I protested for women's rights. I don't want to go back to 1950. And not only are the Republicans focusing on the rights of the people of color, of every color, they are focusing on the rights of women. And women need to get out. You need to vote, because you don't want to go back to 1950, where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home, and where if you had surgery, you could not get surgery unless your husband consented to it. So these are things that are at stake, and they have to wake up. My vote, when I vote, and what I do is for the future, for my daughter and my granddaughter and for all women,
wow,
and of all people of color, because I know exactly how it was when I was a kid.
Wow.
Hey, Susan, great stuff as
That's
always.
That's amazing.
844-967-2789 is the number, guys. Hang on the lines. My guest is Pastor Greg Lewis. He is the director of Souls to the Polls. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Getting up doing the paper.
hey, Pastor, I thought I forgot about you. I should have, you know. You know, this is at a different time.
Yeah, we ain't going. Yeah. I ain't going back.
2789.
I'm not going back.
Yeah, R&B. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. My guest is Pastor Greg Lewis. Reverend Greg Lewis. He is the director of Souls to the Polls. Let's go to the phone lines. And Eric from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Reverend Lewis.
Good morning.
I'd just like to say I saw you at the May Day March, and I still carry your story about working until the day you die with me every day.
Amen.
I told that story a couple of years ago.
Amen.
I remember hearing that story. Great. And it's awesome to hear that you're not in the hospital bed and you're still out there working.
So yes, sir.
We all benefit from it. Another thing I'd like to say is that, you know, requiring driver's licenses, someone mentioned this before, is voter suppression, period. It was true when it passed and it remains true today. So, and as for drop boxes, early voting, absentee voting, unlike quote unquote white guys in Sussex, countless voters in large cities have difficulties getting to vote early due to limitations. And you can take Midtown for an example, but much less getting out on election day. And not only because they're busy, but because powerful anti-democratic forces are working tirelessly to make voting more difficult for everybody but
so true.
White guys in Sussex. And so what I'd like to ask a couple questions really quick for you, Reverend Lewis, is how did the Midtown voting location work out in the spring? And do you think that will help to be replaced, you know, the replacement one? Do you think that will work out for the fall, especially with more marketing to let people know where it's at? And will your organization be working hand in hand with WISDEMS heading into the fall? And whether you think that their downtown office will have a positive impact on turnout in Milwaukee? And lastly, sorry about all these questions, but within the new constitutional amendments that will limit your ability to assist with this fall and future elections going forward. And I'd like to finish with one last thing there, is that my belief is most grown-ups have been pretty well conditioned to believe what they want to believe, which is why we get people actually believing all of the crazy stuff coming out of the right, is because they're all conditioned. It's willful ignorance.
Eric, man, I hate
but
to cut you off.
Lies with-
hey, I hate to cut you off, man, because, you know, you're on the road. Pastor Lewis, you want to respond to any of that?
Well, Midtown, you know, Midtown was the most potent early voting site in the Midwest, Earl.
Right.
That's where
my neighborhood.
That's where most votes came early in the Midwest of this country. And is that something? And it was shut down because they said somebody bought the place. The person who bought it didn't want to really cooperate with the city to keep it as a early voting site. So what we did is there is an old bank right on the corner of 60th and Capitol. It's kitty corner from the Midtown area. We have made that the new voting site where we are going to really drive folks to vote early. Voting early is important for us because here's the thing. If you wait to the last day, anything could happen. It could rain. In Wisconsin, it could snow. It could be a blizzard. Anything, and people won't be able to get out. So we encourage early voting like nothing else, especially on early voting Sundays. So we're really working on that. Now, this guy is really astute about his politics, brother,
right.
Because, you know, he was talking about the amendment that was on the ballot here in the last local election. And it concerns how you spend money to help people get out to vote. And we're not really sure how that's going to affect us yet. But I'm pretty sure if they can find a way to do anything to stop Souls to the Polls from doing the work that we do, they will do it. And that is just a fact because we've been very effective in encouraging and getting folks to the polls, even giving rides, literally. So, you know, that brother right there was really astute in his politics.
Eric from Tulsa always is. Let's go quickly to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning.
First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget it, and that's what our vote means. I just wanted to say that I think I worked with Souls to the Polls last year, when the last election was.
Thank you.
And it's a great organization, and it was because of this show that I actually got involved with it. And then I don't know if you remember, but I also went out and bought the URL soulstothepolls.wi.com.
Yes.
In case people will be able to find it. So .org works and also .com will take people right to the .org site.
Great.
So I just wanted to let you know that I still have that and I'm going to continue to have that because your organization is so incredible. And it takes all of us to make this thing happen. And we don't. We need to decide, do we want a democracy or do we want a dictatorship, autocracy? And I, for one, for the future and for now, would like a democracy.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, as always. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's great.
Good morning.
Good to hear from you again.
Hey.
I want you to do something for me.
Yes, sir.
Go snatch the superintendent of schools and find out why they don't teach civics anymore.
Oh, wow. That's you. You know I'm a fan of that.
Over three-quarters of a century. It was taught all through school when I was elementary and middle school to the point where we understood how our government works.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't vote till I was 21, and I couldn't wait to get to that point. And I've never missed an election since. Even when I was in Vietnam, I sent my vote back by mail.
Yes, sir.
The point is, people do not understand how the government works because we don't teach it.
You're absolutely right.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. You know, Pastor Lewis, it just does not, you know, the time flies.
I know, man.
So we've kind of come to the end for now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But as I said to you, and I promised the listeners, we're going to have you on repeatedly and often in the coming weeks and months as we lead up to the 2024 election.
Let's do it.
It's so critically important. Thank you very much, man. Have a great press conference this morning.
Thank you.
Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on The Earl Ingram Show. Don't go anywhere.
Amen. Hey,